The sugyas of Vestes, starting Tamar Daled and trying to make our way to Lamites, time permitting. The first sugya of Vestes here on Tamar Daled and Aleph, the Vesta Dilug, is a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel by Rosa Tezayin Yud Zayin Tezvov Tezayin Yud Zayin, whether or not you're a Kaveya Vest. According to Rav, you're Kaveya Vest with Dilugin, and according to Shmuel, you're not Kaveya Tezvov Tezayin Yud Zayin until you see on your Ches also. Then you're Kaveya Vest with Dilugin. And the Shaila is, in Vos Geta Machlekes, the Gemara says that Kuli Alma Svir Lehu, everybody holds, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, down in the Pashtus would have been to say that the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is the same Machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether or not a chazak is with two times or three times. Mamela Rav holds that a chazak is with two times like Rebbe, and therefore all you need is two dilugin, from Tezvov to Tezayin, Tezayin to Yudzayin. And Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel that you need three times to make a chazak, and therefore it's only considered a ves kavua of dilugin when it's Tezvov to Tezayin is one, Tezayin to Yudzayin is two, and Yudzayin to Yudches is three dilugin. However, the Gemara says no, Dekuli Almas Riluk Rav Shimon Gamliel, everybody holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And nevertheless, Rav still holds that you're kaveh with tezvov, tezayin, yudzayin. And the shayla is farvah. Hacha b'hakam iflagi, Rav savar chamisha asir miminyana, Shmuel savar kivin lab b'dilik chazit elav miminyana hu. Rav holds that tezvov is miminyana, and Shmuel holds it's not miminyana. And the shayla is, v'as geit amachlekes, what's takat b'shah? Why would Rav hold that tezvov is miminyana? Tezvov, tezayin, yudzayin is miminyana, l'chira. You only have two dilugin, from tezvov to tezayin, tezayin to yudzayin. So if you look at the Ravid says in Vos Geta Machlekes, the Machlekes is had to be Madama Vesta Dilug. Is a Vesta Dilug Dreimah to a Vesta Chodesh, or is Vesta Dilug Dreimah to Haflava? Rav holds it's like a Vesta Chodesh, and therefore all you need is three times, and Shmuel holds it's like a Vesta Haflava, and therefore you need four times. B'yeser Bir, the Ravid himself gives Yeser Bir, the Ran also a little bit. L'chur Bagdama, what we saw in Taisis, Taisis Nemzon Kipshutai, that to make a Vesta Chodesh, somebody that sees three times, Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, Beis Sivan, it's pasha that in 3 years, the Kuli Alma Yerkeveya Vest. This is not like the Ramban that says that there's no such thing as a vest for Aflavit. Taisis Nemzon Kibshutai, that you could be Keveya for Yema Chodesh, Mamela if you see Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, Beis Sivan, Yerkeveya, according to the Kuli Alma Yerkeveya Vest. Mashenke, when it comes to Aflavit, then says Taisvis, Lekuli Alma, the Riyah Rishain is not Minaminin. Everybody holds that you need four. Taisvis happens to be talking about Riyas of Aflaga Bidiluk. But Lekhur, the same thing passes regular Riyas of Aflaga. You need four Riyas, Lekuli Alma, to be Kaveh Aves. Because the first Riyah that you see is not Aflaga Bechlal. She sees once, what is that? That's nothing. Only when she sees the second time, now we know how much her Aflaga was. She saw after 20 days, she was Maflik for 20 days. Mamela. She, after two Re'is, you have one aflag of 20. After three Re'is, you have two aflagas of 20. And after four Re'is, you have three aflagas of 20. Meaning the Kuli Alma, you need four aflagas. You need four Re'is, which is three aflagas. He says, we have something which seems to be in between a Yema Chodesh and aflagas. And he brings a Raya from, it's a Gemara Bava Kama that says that a Shor Shenogach, Gimel Pamim, even if it's Bisirugim, nevertheless, your kaveya, it becomes a muad. If it's sosh, raw shor nogach, shor loy nogach. Shor nogach, a second time, shor loy nogach. Shor nogach, a third time, it's kaveya. That means there was three negichos, only two sirugim. Twice that it wasn't a geach in between, and even so your kaveya vest. Now here, there's no date to pin it on. It's not like a yema chodesh. Yema chodesh was simple, it was clear that it's the yem which is garmim. So you have three garmim, beis nisan, beis yir, beis even. Here, L'chura, we're being kaveh that it's a mu'ud b'sirugin. It doesn't gore every single time it sees a cow, only every other time. Now, how many times did it do a sirugin? It did a sirugin only twice. Right, shor nogach, shor loy nogach. That's the first time that it was nogach. Loy nogach. Shor nogach, a second time. Shor loy nogach, a second time. Shor nogach, a third time. That means there's only two sirugin where it was not noigeach. And nevertheless, it's kaveh, it becomes a mu'ud. The Shaila is L'chura, there's no day that you could pin the Negicha onto to say that it happened three times. There's only twice that it was Mistarik. If so, Fractasis, how could it be Koivea? How could it become a Mu'ud? L'chura, there's only two Sirugin. There's Vaisais after Mechalik between Vestais and Shvarim. What's the Chilik? Says the Ran and Chidushim. The Chilik is that by a mu'ud, a shor, when it's becoming a mu'ud, how is it becoming a mu'ud? How does a shor become a mu'ud? It's nageh three times. Was this shor nageh three times? It was nageh three times. It became a mu'ud because it's nageh three times. Now, how many times was it misareg? Only twice. But we're not looking at the tziruvim. We want to know, was it nageh three times and became a mu'ud? It was nageh three times, so it became a mu'ud. What type of mu'ud is it? What flavor mu'ud? Was it kreveah? It's a mu'ud, it's tzirugin. The hainu, that which we're looking at the times that it was not kreveah in between, that it was not nageach, it was misarig, is just giving you the type of mu'ud that it is. Mu'ud it becomes because it's on three times, it was nageach three times. Now, since it was misarig twice, so I know that it's a mu'ud, it's tzirugin. You could have all different types of schnitzel. You could have fried, and you could have baked, and you could have on the grill. You could have all different types. It's different flavors and different things, but pashas are all shahakal, whichever way you flavor it. The same thing over here, but etzim, as long as you have three negichos, you become a mu'ud. Now there's different flavors. You could be a mu'ud. Yes, that was on purpose. You became a mu'ud, lisirugin, or it could be a regular mu'ud. And once you see three times, then you become a mu'ud. What type of mu'ud? Mu'ud lisirugin. Memeila lachura, this is the hesber also in Rav. And we saw that there's really two different things. There's Vest Yom HaChodesh, everybody agrees that it's the Yom HaChodesh which was Gerim. Then we, and the three times enough. Haflogai, it's the Haflogai in between which is Kaveh. Therefore you need four years. Then we have something in between which three is enough, even though there's not any specific day. And the reason is because once you've been Kaveh, this type of thing, once you've been Kaveh, then we don't look at what was in between, we look at how many times you did it. The shor was negeach three times, the mele becoming mu'ud, even though the tzirugun is only twice. L'chur with this, we can understand what Shan and Rav is. Rav says when a woman sees tezvav, tezayin, yudzayin, l'chidish. Tezvav, l'chidish, tezayin, the next chidish, yudzayin, the next chidish. That means you have three re'is. You have three re'is on a day of the month. Now, three re'is generally is kerveah. In between, you only have two dilugim. Tezvav to tezayin is one dilug. Tezayin to yudzayin is two dilugim. That's fine. I just have to know what type of vest kavua this lady has. The type of vest kavua that the lady has is the vest of Yemei HaKodesh b'dilugim. So I don't need three dilugim. In a Hanami, there is only two dilugim according to Rav. I don't need three dilugim. That's good for the machlekes. Am I medamet to Yemei HaKodesh that I have 3 days, and 3 days is enough to be kaveya? So to over here, I have 3 days, tezvav, tezayin, yizayin, and therefore I can be kaveya. You only have two dilugin. Dilugin is just what tells me what type of vest yimei achreidish I have. I have a vest yimei achreidish bedilug, but I don't need three dilugin because it's not the dilugin which is being kaveya. It's the yimei achreidish which is being kaveya, and I have three yimei achreidish. Says Rav, mevela I'm kaveya. Dilugin is like the sirugin of the shore. It just tells me how I became a mu'ud. What type of mu'ud am I? But I don't need three sirugin. And Shmuel says no. The only way that you're kaveh over here is it's a vest l'diglugin. You're right that there was three times, but we're not being kaveh for the day of the month. We're being kaveh for the month b'diglugin. So it's no different than aflaga. In the same way that aflaga, you can only see aflaga when you have two riyas. You can only see a dilug also after you have two riyas. And memela, we need three dilugin to be able to be kaveh. Now, the Ramban in Chidushim, despite the fact that in Halachas he goes like this, and he says that there is such a thing as a vest yimei achodesh. However, when it comes to in his Chidushim, he says pli odas mimeni nizgavol ayuchala. He's matmiya. How could it be that there's such a thing that the yimei achodesh is kreveya? And he kemat goes the exact opposite of Tosfos. Tosfos names on that by a vest yimei achodesh it's easier to be kreveya with three riyas you're kreveya, and a flogi you need four riyas. The Ramban says, Kumat, exactly fakert. He says, Yivest Yimei HaChodesh is much harder to be Kaveh. As a matter of fact, you're never really Kaveh, he holds. You can't be Kaveh, Yivest Yimei HaChodesh, because since some months are Chaser and some months are Male, so how could you ever be Kaveh for Tezvav LaChodesh? Sometimes it's 31 days after last Riyah, sometimes it's 30 days after last Riyah. So a woman fills up her Rechem, gets filled up with dam, the lining gets thicker and thicker, and it sheds after a certain amount of time. Doesn't make sense that after 1 month it's going to shed after 30 days, 1 month after 31 days. Doesn't make sense. It should always be something which is kavua. Maybe it doesn't make sense that there should be such a thing as Yimei HaChodesh. the Mashen Kein Haflaga, he says, that makes a lot of sense. Haflaga, it takes a certain amount of time to shed. Sometimes it takes 28 days. Some women it takes 32 days. But it's always kavua, 28 days. Not only that, he says that Haflaga, you could be kaveh with three times. He says if you see once, and then you see 20 days later, and then you see another time 20 days later, you have three re'is with two Haflagas, says the Ramban, you're kaveh. Why? What's his raya? He says, by Shvarim, we see the same thing. The case that we just brought down, Taisus is his case. Taisus says that you have a Ri'iya, a Negicha, Rosh Shor Nogach, Shor Le Nogach. Shor Nogach, Shor Le Nogach, Shor Nogach. That means it was Negev three times with two Sirugin. And we see that he becomes a Mu'ah. So he says the same thing, even though you can't pin the Negicha to any specific day. Vice says that even as long as you have three Negichas, even though there's only two Sirugim, that's enough. He says the same thing by Aflagas. If I have three Ri'iyas and two Aflagas of 20 days, that's enough. What's up, Shad? Lamaisi only have two Aflagas. The Chorus of Art is like we were saying before. And what's Koiveya is the fact that she had three Re'ez. Did she have three Re'ez? She had three Re'ez. How many Aflagas were there? The Aflagas were only two Aflagas. But the Aflag is only telling you what type of Vesta may be in Koiveya. And once I have three Re'ez, I'm allowed to use it, even though the Aflagas is only two Aflagas, but I'm using all three Re'ez to be Koiveya. What type of Koiveyas? La Aflaga. And Mamela and Hanami, I only need three reads. Not like Tesis and Amazon Kapshuta, they need four reads for Aflaga. L'chur, this is the same part by Vesti Me'a Chodesh that we saw on Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Vesti Me'a Chodesh, the halacha is Kofts of Aros, the Gemara says, that if you saw on Yom Rishon, then you saw 4 weeks later, or 3 weeks later on Yom Rishon, 3 weeks later on Yom Rishon. Rashi actually doesn't say how many weeks it is. We'll see, la halacha, that's what it is. There always has to be a certain amount of weeks afterwards. You see now, and then you see 2 weeks later on Sunday, 2 weeks later on Sunday. So how many re'is do you have? Three re'is. How many aflagas do you have? Two aflagas. That's enough, because I'm being kaveh for the Yom HaShavua. Even though, in Echanami, I need it, that in between the re'is of Sunday, it should be the same amount of aflaga. So it's similar to aflaga. Nevertheless, since I have a date dependent on, since I have three re'is, memela, kaveh, three re'is, even though it's only two haflagas. Now, Tesis brings down, he says, there's a shita sarach, the rach was mechadish, that the Vesta Dilug that it's talking about in the Gemara is not that you saw Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Shmuel holds you need Vidches. It's talking about that you have three cycles of that. According to Shmuel, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. It's a little bit fair why you don't have the four reads every single time. The Rashba Taka learns that way. You have 12 reads altogether. Tesis learns differently. Tesis says, altogether 10 reads. So when you get a shell in the Mechino, how, name me a vest that could be kaveh after one time, after two times, after three times, after 9 times, after 10 times, after 12 times. You'll know all the different shitas exactly according to whom. The shal is, what's pshat on the rach? Frek Teisvis, what's pshat on the rach? How come the rach holds? Why didn't he learn kipshuta like Rashi? That you saw tezvav tezayin yizayin kaveh according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, you need tezvav tezayin yizayin. What was mechriach the rach to learn out that way? So those that want to tell you that the rach was bothered by the original question that we started off in Chaburah. What's Pshan and Rav? There's no three Dilugin according to Rav. There's only two Dilugin, from Tezvav to Tezayin, Tezayin to Yazayin. Memela, he says, in Echanami, you need three Siddharm of the Dilug. Tezvav, Tezayin, Tezayin to Yazayin, you don't have three Dilugin, but I see that you're being medallic. So you do that once, you do that twice, you do that three times. You have a Vest, the Dilugin, three times. You were Kaveya three times that you were medallic. Tezvav to Tezayin, Tezayin to Yazayin, that's a Dilug. And you did that three times. Memela, you're Kaveya three times, Bidilugin. You weren't Medalik three times, you're Medalik twice. You did the Dilug of twice, three times. Memela, that's why you have a Kviyas. The Shaila is the fee that, why do you need Tezvav, Tezayin, Tezayin, Yudzayin? You could just do Tezvav, Tezayin, Tezvav, Tezayin, Tezvav, Tezayin. You also have a Dilug three times. L'chera. Why would you have to do Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin? Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. If the Dilug is the fact that if the three times is not that you keep on going up, climbing, it's just that you switch. So Tezvav Tezayin, Tezvav Tezayin, Tezvav Tezayin. We'll see. La Locha, maybe we talk a Dupaskin. There's such a, not according to the Rach, but there is such a vest. What's that? It depends if it works out that way. It could be that one was a chalas and one was a mali. The other way around, it's not the same other flag. It's depending on. It's not. It up and down. It's not gonna. Depending on which one it is, lav dafka. The Aruch Liner wants a taina. Like the second thing that we said, he learned like the Ramban. The Rach learns like the Ramban that the Enoch Hanami, there's no such thing as a vest nimei achoridish b'chal. So how do you learn the sugyo? So if you look at the Ramban inside, the Ramban says all the months that we're talking about in the sugyo, Tezvav, Tezayin, Nizayin, are all talking about Chadoshim that are Malayim, 30 days. Memela, from Tezvav to Tezayin is a flog of 32 days. From Tezayin to Yizayin is a flog of 32 days. From Yizayin to Yurches is a flog of 32 days. And even though generally you don't need four Re'ias and three Aflogas to be Koyvea, he says in this case you talk to do, you need four Re'ias and three aflagas to be kaveya, according to Shmuel. I ain't shown the reason why, and the part that you made him is Mazbar also. Just to bring out the Nakuda though of what he holds. Doctor in Echanami, our sugi is not talking about where you're being medalic in the Imea Kurdish. Our sugi is talking about that you have a vest for aflagas. 32 days. Tazrof the design is 32 days, design to design is 32 days. Effect of the Shiloh. So then in what way is it a vest adilug bukhal? It's a regular vest. Vest for a flog of 32 days. Zokter Rach Lener, that's what was bothering the Rach. He learned like the Ramban that there's no such thing as a vest in Mea Chodesh. It's a vest for a flog. And the Meilah, you have a flog of 32 days. So in what way is it a dealer b'chal? It's a regular glatta vest for 32 days. A flog is 32 days. The Meilah Zokter, I'll tell you what the dealer is. The dealer is from Yurches to Tezvov. You're a medallic, you go Tezvov, Tezayin, Yizayin, and then, or Yurches, and you go back to Tezvav. Tezvav to Zayin Yizayin, back to Tezvav. Each time that you go from Yurches or Yizayin to Tezvav, that's a diluk. And Mamela, that's what was Machayev the Rach to learn, that it's you have three Sedar. Now, you can be Ma'ara two Nakudas here. First of all, you have to say that she saw first at the beginning, she was Medalik to the Tezvav. She was first Medalik to the Tezvav, that's her first diluk. Tezvav to Zayin Yizayin. And then she's medallic to the next Tezvav, that's her second dealer. Zayin, Yizayin, medallic to the third Tezvav, that's her third dealer. Tesis only says that there's three Sedarim. Three Sedarim is twice that you went from Yurches or Yizayin to Tezvav. It's not three times. It has to be that you started off also being medallic to Tezvav. Say it just towards the Shmaitan.
Yizayin.
What? Yurches or Yizayin.
It doesn't have to be the same?
Whichever it is, according to Rav Yizayin, according to Shmuel Yurches. There's two basic questions for this also. Why do you need Tezvav, Tezayin, Yizayin? Even Tezvav, Tezayin would be the same thing. Tezvav, Tezayin, and then you're medallic back to Tezvav. Betan the Aruch Liner says, he bavarns the kasha. He says in a Chanami. He says, you could have said that, but it's not so nick of the diluk. It's like one up, one down. It's not so nick of the diluk. I think the bigger shayla is, why did the Rach say at the end that you saw Tezvav, Tezayin, Yizayin, Tezvav, Tezayin, his case is Tezvav, Tezayin, Yizayin, Yurches, Tezayin, Yizayin, Yurches, Tezayin, Yizayin, Yurches. Why in the third cycle do I need Yudzayin Yurches Bechlal? That's not Negev Bechlal for my Kviyas Vest. My Kviyas Vest is from the Yurches to the Tezvav. And I already had that three times. I already had that I was Medalik to the beginning of the Vest three times. Why do I need the Tezayin Yudzayin at the Yudzayin Yurches at the end of the last case? Yesh line. I thought maybe Shad in the Rach, maybe you could say differently. That what happens by this Vest? The Rach in Echanami learns like Rashi and Tesis that we're talking about Kipshutai Ves L'Yerim HaChayish. Like Rav Rishenim learn, like the Rav, the Rajba, Rashi, Tesis. Rav Rishenim learn, not like the Ramban. Ramban, even Lahalach Lamaisa goes that there is such a thing as Ves L'Yerim HaChayish. Fekhsas L'Shaila, what happened? You see Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. Next month you see Yutes. Next month you see Chav. What happens if you get to the end of the month? You get to the end of the month. What happens the next month? So look at the pre-day in his Akdoma. He closes the Shaila. What happens at the next month? Get up to Lamed Uchidish. Lamed Adar Aleph. What happens next month? What are you Chayshish for? Says the Hinam Zon that in the Chanami Chayshish it starts again. It starts off by Aleph. The following month, not the next day, a month and a day later it starts on Aleph. Aleph Nisan you're Chayshish for. Supposedly the Lachari, it could be you can be direct then Rashi. Rashi says that Kavav Ves L'Diluk V'Asur L'Yayim Yudches L'Chodesh Revi U'L'Yayim Yudtes B'Chodesh Chamishi V'Chein La'Olam. Rashi says V'Chein La'Olam. What does it mean V'Chein La'Olam? Laylim just means the end of the month. Could be that it means the end of the month. The Imri Avram, Rishlam Azam's brother, in his Kunches, he brings down that they ask the Chazanish, what happens at the end of the month, and he says, in a Chanami, he stops at the end of the month. The vest stops at the end of the month. Now, what happens with the vest that stops at the end of the month? So the truth is that there's a big shayla of vest. Our Gemara talks about a vest dealer v'yimei achodesh. You saw tezvav for this month, tezayin the next month, yizayin the next month. How about haflogas b'dilug? You saw a flogah of 30 days, the next month a flogah of 31 days, the next month a flogah of 32 days. Can you be kaveh a vest like that also? Yes, it's mevorin taisis. You could be kaveh, that's why we pass on halacha l'maaseh. You can be kaveh. How about the other way around? 32 days, 31 days, 30 days, 29 days, 28 days. Can you be kaveh backwards or not? So the shachia, you could be kaveh. Not only that, it's mevorin like down the rivet, he says the same thing. Says the crazy place, in no way. It's not shaykh. Why? What's going to happen after 15 months from now? So you're going to see every day? What's going to happen? Right? It says not shaykh. Right? It go down from 29, 28, 27, 36, 35. Then you're at a certain point, you're going to be at, she sees this month and she sees the next month. It says not shaykh. Memela, it can't continue. The other way around, Zokter, it could continue. Tachi Zarka Shalalimi says that a woman sees, and that's what happens, at a certain age she peters out. And she sees less and less. The Mela could go from 32, 33, 34, and then until she sees after 60 days after, and then she stops seeing. But the other way around, it's not shaykh. To go down, to be able to see that she's going to see after 10 days, and after 6 days, and after 2 days, she's going to see every day. Can I get a teva, Mela? Zichur, you're not kaveh, that's like that. Kum tois, vida, the placey, you're not even kaveh at the beginning. I should say, how about when you saw 30, 29, 28? You should be kaveh, at least, till you get to a certain point. So the crazy thing is, no, you can't be kaveh b'klal. Why not? L'chur the vart is because the whole vart of a vest is something that's a teva of the isha. This is her teva, I'm a mela, this is her kvius. Something which is not shaykh to blive as a kvius, it can't be a vest. Memele, not fresh lechatzilah. Ebazay, the Rav was bothered that what happens when you get to the end of the month. He held like the Chazanush that when you get to the end of the month, Enechanami is going to poka a vest. It's not going to be able to continue. Memele, zok there, the only way that you could have a vest which is ledilug is if it's bedilug that's chayzer chalilah. Tazvav tazayin yizayin, tazvav tazayin yizayin, tazvav tazayin yizayin. Enechanami, what's the dilug? The dilug is the three riyas of tazvav tazayin yizayin. That's like we started off. And because you have three riyas, that's why you have the dilug. Just, you can't be kaveh a vest like that because the vest is not going to be able to continue. The only way that it's going to be able to continue is if you go back. How do you know the Ibam is going back? Only if it happens three times. Kenzayin, that's shot in the Rach. That's the first Nakuda. The second Nakuda is at the end of the Omer. The Gemara says that Rav Papa says that when you kaveh a vest three, the Mishnah says when you kaveh a vest three times, you need three times to be accurate. Rav Papa seems to say the same Chiddush. Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is to tell you that I would have thought something which is nikva three times needs three times to be accurate. Something which is nikva once needs only one time to be accurate. How about something which was nikva twice? You saw twice. How many times do you need to be accurate? Says the Gemara, I would have had a meaning you'd be accurate two times. Kamashma, no. Anything which is not nikva three times, after one time it's ready nikva. And the Gemara brings the raya. The Gemara says, what's such a case? A woman sees chaf, chaf, chaf. Lamed, lamed. So she has a vest kavua for chaf. She sees two lamed. Then she gets to chaf, she doesn't see. She gets to lamed, she doesn't see. She gets back to chaf, she sees. Chazra vestalim krema, says Rashi. She goes back to her original vest. Now, just source of the Shemaita, how did this happen? She saw chaf, 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 lamed, lamed. Then she got to chaf, she didn't see. She got the lamed she didn't see, and then she got the chaf and she saw. Which chaf did she get to? She's already holding by lamed. How could she get the chaf already? The pashtus is that the Gemara is talking about Yimei HaChodesh. The pashtus, the Gemara says, in the first month she saw chaf l'chodesh, then the next month she saw chaf l'chodesh, the third month she saw chaf l'chodesh. She has a vest kavua for chaf l'chodesh. The fourth month she saw lamed l'chodesh. The fifth month she saw lamed l'chodesh. It was Cheshvan and Kislev of this year that you could have a few lameds in a row. She saw lamed l'chodesh twice. And then she got to the fifth month, and she didn't see on Chaf L'Chodesh. She got to Lama L'Chodesh. She also didn't see on Lama L'Chodesh. She gets to the sixth month, and she sees on Chaf L'Chodesh. What happens? Even though she saw already two Lamed, she's Iker both of the two Lamed, and she goes back to her Ves Kavua of Chaf. L'Chodesh, if you learn that as a flogger, it's not Nishkin Verter. There's no way to learn this Gemara. Beth and the Ramban asked the question himself. There's no chaf after you got the lamed already. There's no chaf. You're holding already by 40, by 50. I don't know what you're holding. You're not holding by chaf, that's for sure. Hopefully, we'll get back, time permitting, we'll get back to the Ramban, how we learned. Mamela says Rashi, it's Madurik and Rashi that we're talking about Vesel Yom HaChodesh. Rashi says it on the base. V'loirosa ad yoyim esrim lechodesh kevestel. Esrim lechodesh, Rashi says, we're talking about Vesel Yom HaChodesh. Says the Tzitzar Rosh over here, it's more of a flourish in the Rosh. What's the chiddush of this halacha? The chiddush of this halacha is that if a woman, even though she passed by 3 months that she didn't see on Chaf Lechodesh, she saw 3 months on Chaf Lechodesh. The fourth month she saw Lamed. The fifth month she saw Lamed. The sixth month she didn't see anything. So she already went 3 months that she didn't see on Chaf Lechodesh. Nevertheless, she's not oiker her vest. And if she sees once again on Chaf Lechodesh, she automatically reverts back, says the Rosh, to the vest that she had before. And with one Riyah on Chaf, she reverts back to the vest of Yom HaChodesh. Unless she's Keveya for a different vest. She would have seen 3 months. She saw Chaf, 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 then she saw Lamed, 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 and then she sees Chaf, then she doesn't go back to her vest of Yom HaChaf. Only if she wasn't Keveya another vest, then even though she's Be'etzem bin Oiker her vest, with one Riyah of Chaf, she can revert back and get back to her vest kavua of chaf from beforehand. The shaila is, what's the pshat? Why should she be able to go back? L'chari, she was already oikarin. The truth is, if you look at the Baal HaMor, the Baal HaMor says, anan lo yisvir lunachi, we don't hold this way. His lashon is, he says, lo'erlam kol she'tiyakin yimena shalish pavim, tiara es avest. Anytime that she doesn't see it 3 times, tiara es avest. It's finished. It's over. She doesn't have to be chari, she sees another chaf, she starts again. What's pshat over here that in one riyah she goes back? So the famous tshuva from Aaron, in Mishnas Rav Aaron, Simin Chav Beis, Ois Gimel, he asks, he declares in his Kama Chakiris, in his Halacha, anybody that has time and Kedai to see it, he says, what's the pshat that it's Chazor Vesel Mekoymo? L'chura, we see by Shor HaMu'ud that it's not that way. It's more as Madama Shor HaMu'ud to Isha in Bava Kama. And Shor HaMu'ud, it's not that way. Let's say a Shor is Nageh 3 times. And then it becomes Oismu'ud because it passes by 3 cows and it's not Negech. And then it's Negech 1 time. What's Halacha? It doesn't become a Mu'ud again. Once you're ready Ois, you're ready Oiker your his Mu'udus, then it doesn't become Mu'ud. With one Negech, it doesn't become a Mu'ud back again. And not only that, by Isha, it's the same thing. A woman that sees Chaf, 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 then she sees Lamed, 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 she sees one Chaf, she doesn't go back to her Chaf again. So what's Epis in a case where she sees Chaf, 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 and then she doesn't, she's not going to have another vest? She sees Yud Zayin, she sees Chav Beis, she sees Chav Gimel, and then she sees Chav. She reverts back. What's Epis? Says Rav Aaron that Vibat, the chilik between Nashim and Shvarim, is that the derech of Nashim is to have a vest. And the derech of Shvarim is not to be a muad. Memeila, since it's the derech, Chadal Yis, the Torah, Urech Kanashim. The Urech, Urech Bismanayba. Urech is a Kavua Zach, something which is the regilis of a woman. A woman sees every month. Memela, the regilis is that, like the Ramban says, she's mesmali v'nefesa. She fills up, her lining takes a certain amount of time to build up, and after a certain amount of time it sheds itself. How long does it take? 29 days. After every 29 days it reverts back. Or it happens on Chaf Lechodesh. Every Chaf Lechodesh it happens. But she has a kvias, a gurim, which is gurim. Memela, a woman that doesn't see 3 times, but she hasn't been kveve another vest, then it makes more sense to say that the system went haywire for 3 months, but as soon as she goes back, Chaf, she's going to revert back to the way that she was beforehand. The derech of Aisha is to have a vest. Mamela, it's much more mistamer to say that she's really reverting back to the way that she was the entire time than to say that she's starting over again. She was never kev anything new. She was just, those 3 riyas are in the chanami. They were a mikra ba'alma. Mamela, once she gets back to the Chaf, instead of saying the Chaf is also mikra ba'alma, it makes much more sense to say that the Chav is going back to what we were saying beforehand, and she's talking Keveya for, she reverts back to the Chav that she had beforehand. That's all. Benegiyah Terisha, a Shor, is not for essence supposed to be a Nakon. Memela, if he's always Nakon by not being a Geach 3 times, even if he's a Geach 1 time afterwards, it's not going to revert back, because that's not his Teva. Aisha's Teva is to have a Kviyas, and a Shor is not to be a Nakon. Memela, what's going to be in an Oifin that a woman is Keveya, a vest in between? She sees Chav, 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 then she sees Lamed, Lamed, Lamed. Then already you can't say, she already created a new Teva. This woman in a Chanami, the Teva of Aisha is to have a Kviyus. She created a new Kviyus. She created a new Teva. And more so, it makes much more sense to say that she created a new teva than to say, let's say she sees chaf of chaf, lamed 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 chaf. If you're going to say that chaf reverts back to the chaf that she had before, and then you're going to say that all the lameds that she had was akrei ba'alma. Besides the fact that lechura, not trying to say about a kviyus that it's a mikra ba'alma, but lechura, you have to say that all the reasons before in the mikra ba'alma, rather to say that she's created a new teva. The male in the chanami, she had a teva chaf until now, she switched to teva, now she's a lamed lady. But now she switched her teva to lamed, and therefore, if she switches to lamed, she's not going to revert back when she gets a chaf. Says Rabbanan, Yishli Sapik, what's going to be in the case where a woman sees dilugin? Chafches, chaftes, chafches, chafzayin. I'm sorry. She had a vest kavua for chavav lachayda, she says. Chavav, chavav, chavav. Then she switches, she goes to chaftes. The next month, chafches. The next month, chafzayin. And the next month, chavav. What happens now? Do we say, we're going in Shmuel? In Shmuel, that holds that you need four for a diluvium. So she saw, she already went 3 months that she didn't see on the chavav. She saw chavav once again. She saw chavav, chavav, chavav. She switches to chavtet, chavches, chavzayin. She went 3 months now, she didn't see on chavav. The fourth month, the signing month, she sees on chavav. What do we say? We have two options. We could either say she's kaveah of vesta dilugin, chavtes, chavches, chavzayin, chavav, or we could say no, she reverts back to her vesta hashava from chavav. Says Rav Aaron, it's more mustaver. There's no reason to say she goes back. According to what I'm saying, says Rav Aaron, that the whole part is that the derech of isha is to have a kviyus, kol kama that she now switched to new kviyus, so that's fine. So there's no reason to say that she reverts back. If ayyadei, your fourth riyah, you could say that she reverts to and she starts a new kviyus, there's no reason to say that she's reverting back. Maybe it could be moisif. Moisif and say that if I'm going to say she reverts back, then kum tois that the chavtes, chavches, chavzayin are all mikra ba'alma. It's much more sense to say, no, she's creating a new teva. She had a teva, she created a new teva. Chavtes, chavzayin. The only thing is, in Rabbi Nalein, is where this nekuda, is that vest ledilug is not a normal vest. Toisif says, on daf samach dalar min aleph, how come we're not choishes for a vessel of dilug after one time? A woman sees tezvav tezayin. Next month she should be choishes for your zayin. He says, we're not choishes. Why not? Because you're not choishes. Why not? Lo mein te, dey shein teilem. Why not? Why not? The pashtus is because it's not a normal vest. One, something which is not a normal vest, you're not choishes for after one time. The sirugin we're going to see, kama v'kama pomim, that you're not choishes after one time. The certain vest that you're not choishes after one time. Mainly, the same thing over here. By a dilug is not a normal vest. If you have a choice between a dilug and a shava, it makes much more sense to say that a woman's a shava than she's a dilug. Instead of saying she's a lady that sees on chavtes, chavzayin, chavches, chavches, chavzayin, chavov, we'd rather say she's chavov, chavov, chavov. Obviously, next month if she's a chavhei, then it's poishet hashayla. The question is, that's what Rabbi says. But up until then, the shayla is, what should she be choishet for next month? Does she be choishet for chavhei, chavov? He says, kenzan, really, we should be choishet for chavov. This is really negea, very negea, la'alach la'maisa. We'll see, Bezer Hashem, there's a Chavaz Das about this, the big Machlokes Achrenim. What happens? A woman sees on Sunday. She sees 29 days later on Sunday, and she sees 29 days later on Sunday. So she has three Sundays in a row. Mefura, Shalach, and Shulchan Aruch, no way to get out of this. She's Kaveh Avest, whether you learned this in Chosin classes or not. Mefura, Shulchan Aruch. She's Kaveh Avest. The Shaila is, what happens next month when she sees another 29? So she sees now a third 29. Again on Sunday. Does she now switch to a vest of haflagos? Or does she retain her vest of Yem Rishon LaShavua? What's the difference? Who cares? Either way, it's 29. What happens if next month she goes off and she sees on day 31? 31 is day Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Does she have to be choishes the next time for Sunday, which is only 27 days later? Or does she say, no, I switched and I'm now a haflag of 29. And I count from 29. Says the Chavaz Das, the normal vest, crazy placing, says the normal vest is the 29, is the haflagos of 29, not Yimei HaShavua, that's not a normal vest. If you have a choice between an abnormal vest and a normal vest, you go with the normal vest. Melech Lechera, the Pashtus is the same thing over here. If you have Chavtes, Chavches, Chavzayin, Chavov, your choice is over here. I could have two vests over here. Either vest of Dilug, or I could have a vest for Yimei HaShavua. I'm going to revert back to my vest Yimei HaShavua, even though I don't have that vest right now. It makes more sense, I'm going to revert back to that vest Yimei HaShavua, than to be vest for haflaga. What then? And he wouldn't even be chayshish for it. L'chur, he wouldn't be chayshish for it. We'll see whether or not you could be chayshish for two vests l'imei achoydish at once. We'll see. Maybe you could be chayshish for two vests l'imei achoydish at once. That is machlekes. Also achreinim, taz, konayim chayim. We'll see. Chavaz das. We'll see whether or not you could be chayshish. Beizor Hashem. Then he's going to have a lot of fun when he gets to Sifyut Gimel. That's Vestas. Sifyut Gimel, Sifyut Dal, that's Vestas at its best. L'chor of the Pashtas, I would say that this is really what Rav said, Limud Hashani. The Gemara says, are you Kaveh Tazvav Tazayin Yizayin? Are you Kaveh Vest? Rav says you are, Shmuel says you're not. The Gemara says, what do you mean? We see that you are Kaveh. The Gemara says that if you had if a woman had a Kavua for Tazvav, and then she sees on Tazayin Yizayin, she's only Kaveh when she sees Yirchas, like Shmuel, not like Rav. Says Rav, Limud Hashani, what does Limud Hashani mean? Since she was already a Tazvav lady from beforehand, instead of saying that the Tezvav goes to the Tezayin Yuzayin, we'd rather say that it goes to the Tezvav that she had before. The best, it makes more sense to say that she's a Shava lady, Tezvav, 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 than to say that she's a Tezayin Yuzayin Yuchas lady. And the main thing, we're not going to say that, we're not going to say that it goes to the new vest, we'd rather say that it goes to the old vest. Which would be enough, Yamina. Or you could just say, because that was the vest that she had up until now. That's the other way to learn Limud Hashani. She had that vest up until now. Mechadesi, she's switching. What's going to be the nafka mina if it's the other way around? Let's say she sees Tezayin, Yuzayin, Yudchet, Yutes, Yutes, Yutes. Tezayin, Yuzayin, Yudchet, Yudchet, Yudchet. Let's say, how's that? Tezayin, Yuzayin, Yudchet, Yudchet, Yudchet. According to Rav, are you Kriveh or not? Do I say that, look, she already had a Tezayin, Yuzayin, Yudches before she got to the start of her three Yudcheses? So that's what came first. That's according to you. But if you hold that the Vart is, that it makes more sense to say that whatever is Shaveh is the one is her Vest, then it makes more sense to say that she's a Yudches, Yudches, Yudches lady. And it's the same, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. For that would be the Nachmini between the cases. The truth is, all these Shailas are really a Tiku in Bava Kamam, so I'm saw. Nogeach, Shor, Gamal, Hamor. Sorry. It's Nogeach. Chamor, Gamal, Shor, Shor, Shor. What's halacha? Are you kaveh for everything? You only kaveh for everything together because you saw all three? Or do we say the Shor goes to the next Shvarim? Which one? These are Shailas. Not so simple. Either way, Bepashtus, Lachur, if you have a choice between one of the two. If one is more Kavua than the other one is Kavua, if one is more Shavah than the other one, then we go to Shavah, not the Inner Shor.
In that case, are you Yutas? She has to push
Yutas. Yeah. In the Hanami, according to Rav, she has to push Yutas. Yeah, what happens with the next month when she sees on Yurches? Do I say, oh, Vaisa is not, and she doesn't have Yurches for Chos? Or she has Yurches for Yurches? What happened that... Daf Lamatet. Kvius, Bimei, Nida Viziva. Where Machlaikis, can you be Kaveh, Ves, Bimei, Nida Viziva? Rav says, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, over here, Kol HaChadat, Yerim, Mecheskes, Tyro, all Yudal, if Yerim, of Ziva, a woman is Becheskes Tara. What is a woman is Becheskes Tara? So the Gemara brings four different Shatim. What does it mean that a woman is Becheskes Tara during the 11 days of Ziva? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, you know what it means that she's Becheskes Tara? That she can't be Kaveh Aves Bimei Ziva. But Pashas, this is not like Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon that say in Amid Beis that you could be Kaveh Aves Bimei Ziva. Shmuel, you can't be Kaveh Aves Bimei Ziva. What's the Machlokes? But Pashas Machlokes is that you may ziva a woman's be'etzem mecheskes tyra. Why? She's not supposed to be seeing them. The Ramban says it's a choyli if a woman sees that those times of the month. She's not supposed to be seeing. Mamela, if a woman sees it at that time, she can't be kaveh vest. It's a mikra ba'alma. She's not supposed to be seeing them. What happens when you have three mikra ba'almas? Do three mikra ba'almas turn into a kaveh vest or not? Says Shmuel, no, you can't be kaveh vest. Says Rav Rechon Rish Lakish, yeah, you could be Kaveh Aves. Three mikras is already, you could be Kaveh Aves. Where do we see a mashal as Mild Over Day? Kufay Test, if Laman Gimel says, a woman is a Mubaris. Somebody who just called me to on Erev Shabbos, he says, he said that he went to ask his Rav, he had a Ves Kavua when his wife was Mubaris. Maybe because of pills, I'm not sure exactly what it was. Came out there a Ves Kavua. No, it wasn't, actually. It came out of Eskavua. But Kitzer, he went to his Rav to ask him about it. His Rav says, didn't you just have a baby recently? He says, yeah, talk. He says, yeah, we learn in Halacha that it says that a Mubaris, even if she sees 10 times, when she's a Minekis, even if she sees 10 times, it's not Kaveh Aves. Even if she sees, it's not, there's no Kavias. Why? She's Beth Misalekis. Or Maisha maybe says talking out that way. That you could, there's my name in Mishnah, it's fine. But the Halacha is Be'etem, that a woman is considered Misalekis for 24 months after she gives birth. That means if every month she sees, like clockwork. Yudalef lechodesh, yudalef, 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 yudalef. 10 months, 12 months, 14 months. It's not a vest kavua. Why is it vest misalekis? Mikra, 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 mikra. How many mikras do you have? A lot of mikras. It's like somebody tells you, I saw on the 27th of January, the 27th of February, 27th of March, 27th of Machnas Nais. Don't make a difference. It's not a vest. That's nothing. There's no mashmoyes bachlal. February has 28 days. March has 31 days. Next one is 30 days. There's no mashmoyes whatsoever. Does not give you. You have a pattern. Beautiful. Put it on your wall. It's not a kviyas vest bachlal. That means that you could have a mikra, which is three times in a row. It's not a kviyas vest. Says Shmuel, you have a mikra of three times in a row. It's not a kviyas vest bachlal. And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan say no. Rabbi Yochanan Shlomo say no. That's only by Muberes is Bet Mitzulekis. Somebody who's Vimei Ziv is not Bet Mitzulekis. It's not, I don't know what time to see. She has three mikras, then already she can be Kaveh Aves. Says Rav Papa, even though you can't be Kaveh Aves according to Yehuda and Shmuel, Vimei Ziva, but Mechishlo, Mahu Dinechishlo. Do you have to be Choshish, Vimei Ziva? You can't be Kaveh Aves, you should need three times to be accurate, but do you have to be Choshish or not? Says the Gemara, let's try to bring her out. A woman sees on Tazvav, 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 and she switches to Chav, which the Gemara says means she saw in Chav Beis, Litzvil Alriya, Chav Beis, and she switches to Chav Zayin. The halacha is, according to her papa, that you're choshish for the Chav Beis from the, you're choshish for the Chav Beis from the Chav Beis that you saw. That you didn't see, I'm sorry, from the Chav Beis that you didn't see. That time comes up, in Meziva. And the Mela, we see that you have to be choshish Mimei Ziva also, even though you're not Kaveh, you would have to be Choshish Mimei Ziva. Now, there's three big questions over here on the Sugya. The first big question is, Rav Papa says over here, Yesh Lain, what happens? You can't be Kaveh Aves, but you have to be Choshish after one time. The Gemara says on Daf Samach Dal, we just did the Gemara, Rav Papa says Lahedya. Rav Papa says that you have to be Choshish after one time, one Riyah. Gemara says, it's plus you have to be Choshish after one Riyah. We have a Mishnah that says that. The Magara says, yeah, but I would have thought only if it's Bimei Nida. But if she had a Riyah Bimei Ziva, I would think that she wouldn't have to be Choshish. So mashallah, she doesn't have to be Choshish. So what's the Papa clearing over here whether or not you have to be Choshish? Second of all, Rashi says, Mechish Ma'o Dunod Dinechish Lo, Im Ha'yisa Regilo Mi Tezvav Le Tezvav, she was Rogel to see Tezvav Le Tezvav. Why does she have to be Rogel to see Tezvav Le Tezvav? We just want to know, if a woman sees Bimei Ziva, does she have to be Choshish? Why does she have to have a Kviyas? The truth is, if you look at the Chidud Halachas, the Shizri Tara, he says, you're right, Regilas Lav Dafka. Even if she saw once, that's the Shara. How do I know Regilas Lav Dafka? Because Gemara says, it's Afsam Adal and Amaralef, that even after one time, you have to be gracious. Shkoya, then what was the Republic clearing over here? If it's the same Gemara as over there, what was the Republic clearing? That's the second question. The third question is Taisus's question. Taisus says, we want to know, you have to be gracious for a Riyah that you had to be made Ziva. So what does Gemara bring a Raya from? Gemara brings a Raya from a case where a woman had three Riyas be made Nido. And it comes out the fourth time, this kviyas vest that you had Bimei Nida comes out the fourth time Bimei Ziva. Shkoyach, they have to be choshish that time. That's because you had a real bona fide vest. You saw three times in Bimei Nida. But in the case that the Gemara is talking about, you saw Bimei Ziva, who says that you would have to be choshish? Maybe that's the mikra ba'amah, that fact that you saw Bimei Ziva. If you look at the Aruch Lener goes, he says that the regila of Rashi is dafkahum. In a Hanami, our Gemara is not the same Gemara as later on. The Gemara later on, Rav Papa said, Mitzvara than Akshay, if you saw once, then you have to be Choshish once. Our Gemara is talking about, he wants to bring a Raya from a Mishnah. And Mamela, he says, we're talking about, you have a case where a woman was Kaveh Bimei Ziva. She saw Rigila, she saw Tezvav, Tezvav, Tezvav. Agav, if you do the math, all the Akhrenim point out, the Akhrenim, Mashal, Maram, every Tezvav, the first Tezvav is going to come out in Bimei Ziva. 15 days later is Bimei Nida, right? Because she sees on the 15th day Bimei Ziva. So she comes to Shemeret Tehen Keneged Yoni. Then she counts another 15 days. After 2 days, she's already out of Bimei Ziva. 3 days, she's out of Bimei Ziva. Then the next time that she sees, she's given to Bimei Nida. So she starts Bimei Nida again. Then she sees 15 days later, she ends up in Bimei Ziva again. So it's every other Re'iyah that she's in Bimei Ziva. So the only way to be Kaveh Aves is Maram, she sees six Re'iyahs of 15 days. She sees now and after 15 days, that's one Bimei Ziva. 15 days later is Mei Nida. 15 days later is Mei Ziva. 15 days later is Mei Nida. 15 days later is Mei Ziva. Five times. She's Kaveh after 5 times, she's. You need the first time also. Then she's Kaveh of Ves Kavua of Mei Ziva. And Memela, in this case, the Shaila is, can you be Can you be, are you choishish for your kviyas vest in meziva? Are you choishish for, even though you're not kaveh on the vest, we should be choishish one time ki'ilu as if she has a vest she'ina kavua. Are you choishish or not? Now, how do we bring a raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about where you kaveh in yimei nida. She saw three times yimei nida, not three times yimei ziva. Says the Aruch Lener, he brings from the Ran, that the Saka, the Gemara says there's no difference, even meichiach, the Gemara says there's no difference between whether or not you saw three times yimei nida, or you saw three times yimei ziva. Sosam v'lei pirish. There is a Aruch Lener, he brings the raya. What's the pshat? The Chor of the pshat is pashut, because at the end of the day, we want to know, are the ra'iyas that a woman sees, yimei ziva, is that a mikra ba'almo, or is that not a mikra ba'almo? If she's not supposed to be seeing then, so then Mimela, even if she saw three times, she's not going to be kaveh, and she's not going to be chayshis for kaklal. And Mimela, even if she has a vest kavua of yimei nida, and falls out yimei ziva, she's not expected to be seeing that time, she's not going to be chayshis. So it doesn't really make a difference how you were kaveh. The shayla is, at the end of the day, is yimei ziva something which is becheskes tara or not? If she's becheskes tara, then I don't care when she was kaveh originally. If now the vest falls out in Meziva, then there's no reason to be Cheshish. Comes along the Amor and he says, we have a raya that you are Cheshish. In the Chanam, you are Taka Cheshish. We have a raya from the Mishnah that you're Cheshish if you were Keveya three times, then you are Cheshish one time like a Vesha in a Kavua. Now it just comes out, according to this, that we have a vest that you're not Cheshish for after one time, but after three times you are Cheshish. It's not Keveya. You're Cheshish like a Vesha in a Kavua. That is, we saw a similar thing by Vesta Diluk. Vesta Dilug, you're not Cheshish after the first time. You're not Cheshish after the second time. You're only Cheshish after the third time when you're Keveah. But it's not like Vesta Dilug. Vesta Dilug, after you're Keveah, then it's a real vest, bona fide vest, and you need three times to be Eker. Here, if a woman sees Mei Ziva, she's not Cheshish. She's not Keveah vest after one time. She's not Keveah after two times. She's not Keveah after three times. Keveah's vest. Maybe she'll be Cheshish. After three times, then she's Cheshish. She's still Cheshish, but like a Vesta Eker. We have things like that by kvitzus. If a woman is kvitzus and she sees, kvitzus and she sees, kvitzus and she sees, she's not kvitzus vesta kvitzus because it's an einus. Says the Rama though, in kofetes if you zayin, she has to be choishes one time like a vesta kavua. So we have, it's just interesting that we have all different types of vestas. We have the regular type of vest a woman sees on chof lachoish. That means she has to be choishes already after the first time she sees, she has to be choishes. And when she sees three times, she's kvitzus. Then we have types of vestas that you don't have to be choishes after one time. Vesta diluk, you don't have to be choishes after one time, but after three times you are keveil. And then we have certain vestas that you don't have to be choishes after one time, and even after three times you're not keveil, only to be choishes for one time. And that is like a vesta kvitzus, and that is these type of vestas that even after three times you don't have to be choishes more than one time. The last nekuda that kviyas vest may need is ziva. This is the last nekuda that we have is machlokes min rapapa and hunei beri d'rishua. The Olam was a little bit perturbed trying to understand the halacha of rapapa. Rapapa says an interesting chiddush. Rapapa says that if a woman has a vest kavua to see every 22 days, 22, 22, 22, the fourth month she doesn't see after 22 days, she sees after 27 days. Instead of seeing after 22 days. Should we stop here? I don't know. I'm sure that it's not too long. Whoever wants, I don't know. I'm getting lost. It just happens to be very nigea. If we could understand the machlokes in Rapapa and Huna Bar Yeshua, we'll understand a lot of halachas that we're about to see. And we'll see that Rapapa is not as big as a chiddush as we thought he was. Rapapa and Huna Bar Yeshua have machlokes. A woman sees after 22 days. She sees after 22 days, after 22 days. She has a vest kavua for halachas of 22 days. Next month, she doesn't see after 22 days. She sees after 27 days. The shaila is now. She has a vest kavua for 22. So she has to be choishes for 22 days. Where does she choishes for the 22 days? From day 27 that she saw on, or day 22 that she should have seen? That was her vest kavua. She didn't end up seeing after day 22. She only was seeing 5 days later, day 27. When does she count the 22 days? Is she choishes from 22 days from day 27? Or she chayshes from 22 days from day 22, which is really 17 days from day 27. Says Rapapa, you're chayshes from the day that she should have seen, day 22. And Rav Huna Bar Yeshua says, no way, you're not chayshes for day 27, you're chayshes for day 22, you're chayshes for day 27, the day that she sees. What is pshat in Rapapa? L'chora, it's very clear that the way that a vesta plug works is that, like the Ramban says, mismali v'nefeses, she fills up and she lets out. So if she didn't let herself, her dam out, but she didn't shed her lining on day 22, and she only shed it on day 27, then it doesn't make sense that she's going to shed it 17 days later. She, for some reason, she was off, and she only saw 5 days later. But there's no reason that next month, if she goes back there 22, she's going to go back to 22 from the day that she should have seen. She should only go back to day 22 from the day that she actually did see. What's the pshat b'chlal in Rav Papa? Not only that, he brings the raya at the end of the day from Vessel Yimei Achridish, Pashas, the way that Rashi and Tesis learn. Ramban and Rashi learn, not the way. But Rashi and Tesis learn that Rish Chodesh, she sees him Rish Chodesh, Chof Heil Achridish, and Rish Chodesh. He says, you're Kaveh Vessel for Rish Chodesh, and we don't look at the, no, I'm sorry, the way that he brought a raya from. Talking about that she saw in Rish Chodesh, Heil Achridish, Rish Chodesh, Heil Achridish, and then she saw in Heil Achridish. He says, you're Kaveh Aves for Heil HaChodesh, even though you didn't see on the Rish Chodesh of the third time around. Ah, you have to be Kaveh B'daymit to the other Riyas that you saw, and the third time wasn't B'daymit to the two Riyas that you saw. Elamayit is B'daymit. Why is it B'daymit? Ki ilu as we saw on Rish Chodesh. The same, that I can understand. By Rish Chodesh, I can understand that it's ki ilu as if you saw. Because the day is a Germ. If you didn't pass by this day, you didn't have the Germ. The day B'etim is a Germ. And B'mela, even if she didn't see on Vav, she'll see on Heil HaChodesh, but the day in and of itself, we're not the Gerim over here is not the amount of days in between the Vestas. It's the day of the month. The meal of the Gerim was still there, even though she didn't see on it. The whatever is Gerim in the Metzias and the Bria is there. The Gerim of Aleph LaChodesh, whatever it is that usually she usually sees, that Gerim is here. Glad she didn't see. But you could say that when she saw on Heil HaChodesh, it's coming off of the Gerim that she saw on Aleph LaChodesh. But in the case of Haflaga, there's no outside external gurim, it's her body filling up and after 22 days it didn't she didn't let it out or down. Only after 27 days. So why should she see now 22 days after 22 and not after 27? L'chura, the mashmoyus is, Betzim the Chazanish says like this, in Pehei, he says that Vaises or Papa holds that the similar to Vest Yimei HaChodesh, that the Vest, the Yom of the Vest is gurim, so too, by the Aflaga, it's the amount of days that are passing by in the world that are Gerim. A certain amount of days in the Bria is what's Gerim in Isha Tasi. It's not the day of the month, it's the day of the Bria. After a certain amount of time, that's Gerim in Isha Tasi. But maybe if she didn't see after that amount of time, it resets the clock, and she'll try to see next time. Dahainu. It's pasha to everybody that if a woman has a Ves Kavua for Beis Lachodesh, Beis Nisan, Beis Yir, Beis Sivan, she doesn't see on Beis Tammuz, does she have to be Chodesh for Beis Av? Yes. Of course she has to be Chayshish. She didn't see 1 month, but she has to be Chayshish for the next month. Just because she didn't see 1 month doesn't mean she's not going to see the next month. What happens if a woman has a flogas? Best of all, for a flogas of 20 days. She sees 20 days, 20 days, 20 days. So 22, 22, 22. Then she doesn't see after 22 days. Does she have to be Chayshish for anything else afterwards? She passed by her flogas. Is there anything to be Chayshish? Says her papa, yeah, that's him. You have to be Chayshish for day 44. Every 22 days, there's a germ in the Bria that causes her to see. Her body works with, after 22 days, if there's something which is Gerim to see. And Mamela Nechanami, she's going to have to be Choshish. The Chiddush is, even though she saw on a different day, she saw on day 27, still I see that the Gerim of day 22 is still there. La Lach Lamayisa, we don't pass it this way. We pass like a Huni Bey Devishua, that you see, you start counting from day 27. However, there's two big Nafkaminas, La Lach Lamayisa, that come out of this Gemara, that everybody agrees L'chura. Even Rav Huna Brei Yeshua is going to agree that we count from the phantom 22. The case of the Gemara is she didn't see on day 22 and she saw on day 27. What happens in two scenarios, I ask? If she doesn't see on 22 and she doesn't see on 27, when is she Choshesh then? Is she Choshesh for day 44, which is 22 days after the day she should have seen, or she's not Choshesh for anything? Shaila. What? Not Choshesh for anything. Says the Taz, Dover Poshet Ad Moed Leivanti. He says to read his lashon. He says it's a Dover Poshet Ad Moed that you have to be Choshesh for day 44. We'll see. We're not so off. Don't worry. We don't pass the Melacha. But Vaday K'moishim LeRosa B'Reish Chodesh Echad SheChoshesh L'Reish Chodesh Hasheini SheAcharav. The same way that if a woman doesn't see one Reish Chodesh, she has to be Choshesh next Reish Chodesh. Hakin Ami B'Aflagas Hayom. Says the Taz in Sifkat Lamed. Daughter Riyah, Zuhi Geremes Riyah Saflaga Shacharel? This Riyah causes the next Riyah, Achotemer Kimin Shezebato Gam Zebato? Just because you don't see the first Riyah, the second one you're not going to see? Manolo Lemer came. Kivan shein tzilak damim bishazu. This woman didn't become misulekin damim. Remember, mashle rotsa pamad is maflaga yederach mikra. She didn't see 1 month; it was derach mikra, but she's going to see next month. But memela yesh ba adayin damim misirim ve'erach bezmana yavayim yimei haflagas gedarke zechus yatz bichoshish. This is what the Taz holds. Memela halacha lamaisa. The very first Taz in Siman Kuf Pei Tes says a woman that has a vest kavua for 25 days, does she have to be chayshish for any baininess or not? She didn't see on day 25. She gets up to day 30. She has to be chayshish or not? What does anybody say? Everybody saw the Rajba. The Rajba says davar pashat ad moed. The only when a woman has a vest kavua for 35 days, then she doesn't have to be chayshish for any baininess because she's going to see on day 35. She has a vest kavua for 25 days. She doesn't. She has to be chayshish for any baininess. B'chil oilam leisira. When is she going to see? Says the Taz, Sivkat Analas, Kufaytes, she doesn't have to be Chayshir or Inubaininis. But Ram Rafsanim, why not? Chilo Ilam Nesira? Says the Prideya, I'll explain to you why. The Taz is Shita saying. Of course, Lo Ilam Nesira. She doesn't see on day 25, she's going to see on day 50, according to the Taz. This woman has the best Kavua. She doesn't see on 25, she's going to see on 50. She doesn't see on 50, she's going to see on 75. But really, she doesn't have to be Chayshir, day 30. Allah Kala Maisa, Azayn Zabta Prideya. Do we pass Allah Kala Maisa? That's the first thing. Now what happens, that's the first nafka min al-halacha. Even Rav Huna Brei Yeshua is going to be maskim in this case. That we're counting according to the phantom day 22. It's only, the whole machlekes is when you didn't see on 22 and you saw on 27. If you don't see on 22, you don't see on 27. According to everybody, you have to be chayshish for the next 22 after the phantom 22 that you didn't see. Now what happens the other way around? She sees also on 22 and also on 27. Does she count from day 22 or does she count from day 27? This is a massive machlekes. It's a big shayla that had to learn the Ramban. According to the Taz, according to the Beis Yosef, even the Shach, according to certain cases, it's pashit that if she has a vest kavua and she goes off of her vest kavua, like the case of the Gemara, she saw 22, 22, 22, and then she switches to 27, then she still counts her 22 from the 22 that she saw. The 27 is just added blood. But zikr, the 22 is still counted. And we count 22 from the day she saw, even though she saw 5 days later. And Ramela counting 22 from the 22 that she saw is really 17 days from the last Riyah. And she doesn't have to have a flag of 17, she has a flag of 22. Nevertheless, since she has a vest kavua, and she saw also on 22 and also 27, even according to Rebbe Huna Brei Yeshua, according to the Zacharinim, you're going to count the 22 days from the day that she didn't see, not the day that she did see. This we will end, is Pshat on the Ramban that we talked about at the beginning. The Ramban says in the Gemara, in Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph, that if a woman sees Chav, 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 then she sees Lamed. So where are we holding? She saw 5 times. And says the Ramban, we're not talking about Yimei HaChodesh. There is no such thing as Yimei HaChodesh. Haflag is of 20, 20, 20, 30, 30. Then she gets to 20. After a second 30, she gets to 20, she doesn't see. She gets to 30, she doesn't see. She gets to 20 and she does see. She gets to 20, Frekta Ramban. What 20 are we talking about? She's already holding by 30. She's already holding 10 days later after 30. She's holding by 40 from the last Riyah. Not 20 from the last 20. What's going on over here? Says the Ramban, in a case where a woman has a vest kavua for 20 and she misses a 20, then even as long as she gets back to it after 40 days, you're right, Lechatzin, I'm not going to be chayshis for the 40, day 40. But if on day 40 she saw, then I say that vice, she was supposed to see on that 20, she just didn't see, and she reverts back to her vest kavua. Says the Ramban, this is how the Ramban goes. And in Echonami, he's not like the Taz that the Chatzila has to be chayshish for this 20 if I didn't see it. But if you did see on day 40, then in Echonami, chazer veselim kaim, and I say, she was supposed to see on that 20 that she didn't see in the middle, and now it's not day 40 from the last Riyah, it's day 20 from the Riyah she should have seen, she's chazer veselim kaim.